guest time, and I'm joined by Grant Mayton, Corporate Communications Officer at Essex Wildlife Trust, who's here to talk about the first Essex Big Green Business Expo, which is taking place on the 21st of April. So good morning.
Morning, Michelle.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome. Tell us about the work of Essex Wildlife Trust and your role and how you became involved.
Essex Wildlife Trust were formed in 1959. So we've been around a long time. We're a county-based conservation charity. There are 46 wildlife trusts across the country. So there's Kent Wildlife Trust, there's a Hertfordshire Wildlife Trust, London Wildlife Trust, Kent, Devon, etc. We're mainly a membership-based charity. So we've got 39,000 members that we've built up across the county of Essex and Havering. And it's all about wildlife conservation. We've got 92 nature reserves, and we look after about 8,000 acres of land. And many people will know in this area, we run Thorndon Countryside Park. We've got a nature discovery visitor centre there. We've got other visitor centres. We've got nine in total. The ones other people might know is Hanningfield. We've got one at Thurrock Thameside Nature Park. We've got over 2,000 volunteers that help us on our nature reserves. Obviously, we're coming to bird nesting season, so a lot of that volunteering is stopping at the moment. I came into Essex Wildlife Trust. In fact, I've always been passionate about wildlife since I was born. My dad brought me up as to be interested, etc. I joined as a member when I was 21, so I've been a member for nearly 40 years. And I gave up the city. I used to work in the city up till 2006. And I just decided that I wanted to do something to give back to the environment and wildlife, etc. And I found a job at Essex Wildlife Trust. And I started as their corporate officer in 2006. And now I'm their corporate communications officer. And we look after nearly 400 businesses that support the trust. Some of them have been with us for 30 years as corporate members or investors in wildlife, as we call them. And we also talk to new businesses. So we've just recently joined the board of Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance.
Which is Bieber,
which is being run by Brentwood Borough Council. We're board members there. And whilst we're there, we met companies like Zest Recycling, who have just joined us as a gold investor in wildlife, and Baker Labels, another well-known Brentwood-based business. They joined as a platinum member. So it's all about this sort of networking, sustainability, climate action, but also all framed around wildlife conservation and looking after our own green and open spaces in our own backyard.
And as we were saying off air, a lot more people appreciated the open spaces when we were in the height of the pandemic.
Yep.
Because we weren't allowed to meet up, or we could go out for a walk.
Yep.
So a lot of people discovered areas that they probably would never have known about, jumped in the car and went along walking through beautiful woods and thinking, wow, I live around the corner from this, I never knew.
Yeah, no, exactly. And a lot of our 92 nature reserves are not necessarily all near sort of our built-up towns and cities sort of thing. So yeah, you're right. People were discovering walks that they'd never done before and finding one of our nature reserves maybe at the end of the walk because they're out sort of on river estuaries or small woodlands, etc. So it's so from that point of view, the pandemic has been very, very beneficial. Like other charities, though, we've all suffered with sort of lack of funds from some areas. But no, it is good.